So wearing headphones all the time can make you lonely, science says.
Mm.
So this study says that if you're one of those people that wear your headphones all the time, you can go up to 5 weeks without talking to anybody.
Wow.
Yep. So you're not supposed to do that.
That's a long time.
Yeah, exactly. So if you wear your headphones all the time, you're going to be lonely. But let's set that aside for 1 second.
Okay.
Because this stat that's also part of the study made me giggle. 38% of people admit that they wear headphones all the time so they can avoid talking to people in public.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody, I mean, in certain instances, we do similar things too, but I have heard this, right.
So I...
Go ahead, confess, because now everybody that walks in the room is going to know whether or not you've done it to them. They're going to suspect.
I don't have like an office. I don't have like a private space that
everything
I can retreat
we do happens
to.
Here.
Everything we do is live in the studio. Raven and I are in this room for 10 hours a day together.
Every day.
So sometimes I just want it to be quiet and I don't want to like, and I just put on my headphones and pretend like I'm working, even though I'm not.
So you don't have to listen to me. So you don't have to talk to me. So you don't have to engage in conversation with me. Any of those things.
When you say it out loud, it sounds terrible.
Sounds terrible.
But,
right.
But
no.
It's just
good for our relationship that we have those things, right? It's like a timeout space.
Right. Imagine being stuck with somebody that you have to talk to for 10 hours a day.
So here's the difference is you do it to me. I do it to people that walk in here.
Yeah.
And I'll do it mid-sentence. So that's the thing is they'll come in here. They'll ask us. They'll be talking to us about something. Ask me a question or whatever. And when I'm done with that conversation, I just put the headphones on. Right. And then I act like I have to do something over here because I'm running this board part. So
right.
I just, if I don't do that, something bad's going to happen.
It's easy when you're a DJ because our headphones are always here. So just put them right on our head.
Right.
And then people just assume we're doing something important when the truth is that there's nothing happening in our headphones.
There's nothing happening. Right. We're not saving lives here.
So we found these suggestions on, so you don't have to wear headphones, what you can do to get out of talking to people. One, change your life so you don't have to interact with them. Seems extreme.
Right. So to be what? Become a park ranger or something like that? I mean, in the Antarctic, I guess. I don't know.
I will say there's certain times of the day that I don't go to the bathroom because I always know that you'll run into the same people.
Certain people.
So that, I kind of understand that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is make up an elaborate excuse. These suggestions are crazy. Like, oh, I'm sorry, there's a cougar loose in my house. Sorry, we can't have this talk right now.
Yeah. The more elaborate the lie, typically, the less I believe it.
But. Yeah. Another suggestion to get out of talking to people so you don't have to wear headphones all the time. Fake an injury. You just fall down.
Imagine
fall
if somebody down. Walked in here and I just rolled off the back of this chair, right? Oh!
But I think there's certain things.
Why does that work, by the way? Is it because nobody actually wants to help somebody else? They'll just leave at that moment? Wow.
It's ridiculous. But there are certain things that you can do to avoid talking to people. And I don't want to throw our boss under the bus, but he will pretend to get on a call at any moment when he doesn't want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
He'll look at his phone and be like, oh! And he puts up the finger like, oh, well, 1 second.
So busy.
Yeah. Gets on the phone and just walks away. There's nobody on the other line. I know that. You know that. We all know that. But he's just gotten himself out of having that conversation.
When you're worth a certain amount, people feel like there's always some deal pending at that moment. Right? That's what people think.
1-800-330-9999. What is the thing that you do to avoid talking to people? 38% of people admit that they wear headphones in public just to avoid having conversation with people.
You know, it is a convenient thing to hide behind, right? You know, the AirPods, I guess they qualify too, right? I mean, if you've got those little things in your ear, you could act like you're in a conversation instantaneously.
Yeah, but sometimes, admit it, you just don't want to have conversation with certain people. And you don't know how to get out of the conversation. You see them and you like freeze. You're like, all right. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, I do two things. I either dive into some area where they can't see me.
Okay.
Or if I actually run into them, I have that conversation, but I don't actually have anything stimulating to say or offer.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that you do to get out of unwanted conversations? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I just completely pretend I don't see the person. Like, I just keep walking, look straight through them. I've gone blind for a second.
Wow. I will, so if I'm trying to do the thing where I'm going to act like I don't see them, Anna, I'll try and duck and get behind something. And I often wonder if somebody saw my foot. Like if I got around a corner, let's say grocery store, for example, you're at one end of the aisle, you come around, they're at the other end of the aisle, and you just see them real quick. I jump. I try and go to the next lane immediately, and then I wonder whether or not they saw my foot.
So you know that I'm the opposite of this person. Mm. I'm the one that always calls out someone when I see them, no matter where I am. Like, hey, How are you?
Oh, great.
9 times out of 10, I'll never remember their names if it's like somebody that I don't know well.
So you feel like if you're preemptive, though, they won't ask you. They feel like you know who they are.
Well, right. Exactly. Ever since one time I saw an old friend from high school who hid and pretended like she didn't see me, ever since then, I always feel the need and the urge to call out people and say hello. And I start the conversation. Oh, my God, I'm that person.
That's funny.
That person that people are hiding from.
Yeah. You're hunting.
My gosh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do to get out of a conversation or to avoid it altogether?
I always say that I left something in the car, but, you know, that's annoying because then you actually have to, like, physically leave and go outside, and I just, like, check my email for a minute or two and come back, but,
right.
You know.
Right. That's a good plan. I won't even say that I forgot. I'll just be like, oh, I'm like, wait. I got to go. And then I just walk away as I'm saying those things. Mm. I don't even engage in that full conversation.
I always say I have to run to the bathroom, but then you actually have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Which is fine, because then I just go to the bathroom. And, you know, it's kill two birds with one stone at that point. Santa and Raven, what do you do to avoid conversation?
Yeah, I like to I like to cough and put my hand on my neck like I got something stuck in my throat. Then I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, and then I just never come back.
It's a good call. I mean, nowadays, too, it's better than ever. I feel like you can work that one for the next 5-10 years, and it's going to be strong.
Anytime you cough at this point, everybody just backs away slowly.
Yep. See you later. Bringer of death. The Grim Reaper's here.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do to get out of small talk or to avoid conversation?
Easy. Pull out my phone, look at the time, say, I'm so late. I got to get out of here. That's it.
But then you actually have to leave the party. What if you're having a good time?
I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. You do what you got to do.
The conversation is so bad, they rather leave the event that they're at than to continue having a conversation with this one person.
I was going to say, this is a last resort thing. I mean, this is not like, you know, this is not a run-of-the-mill conversation. This is I'm out of here. Like, this is what I got to go.
Well, I mean, like a parachute to jump out a window? I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.